And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
While a husband and wife are vacationing at a coastal resort in a fictional European country, a fatal car accident throws them into the country's strict punishment laws. These laws involve execution, money, and cloning, making a horror science fiction story that is surreal and shocking. This film is Infinity Pool, written and directed by Brandon Cronenberg. And if you think that name sounds familiar, you're right. Brandon Cronenberg's father is famous director David Cronenberg, and Brandon is continuing his father's penchant for body horror and psychological dread. After his brilliant 2020 film Possessor, it's clear Brandon Cronenberg is good at creating unpredictable, singular premises that push human nature to the edge of destruction. Infinity Pool initially received an NC-17 rating from the Motion Picture Association of America, so the director had to recut the film and resubmit it to receive the R rating it has. This film has plenty of blood, but it also has tears, breast milk, and semen, so be aware this film goes there as a twisted, unnerving, psychedelic tale of hedonism. Continuing the trend from other films like Triangle of Sadness, The Menu, and Glass Onion, Infinity Pool is an indictment of the super-rich 1% and how their financial status allows them to frolic and pillage with zero consequences to the detriment of working-class locals. Although the leading man of this film is not totally part of the 1%, he's easily seduced by their raunchily casual lifestyle of murder, power, and sex. I understand these indictments are not new. The ideas and themes of Infinity Pool have been shown before in other films, but the way these ideas and themes are shown make this film disturbingly unique and alluring. The beautiful cinematography from the shooting locations of the beaches of Croatia is enough to seduce any viewer, and actress Mia Goth is very memorable as a nefariously unbridled woman getting everything she wants. The masks showing humanity's dark side haven't looked this gruesome in a long time. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.